The United States Army is trying to locate some of the weaponry it has misplaced over the years. The Army has a program to loan items to museums and communities. And back in 1908, the Army loaned 4 cannons to the town of Franklin, Tennessee. 96 years passed, and then Mayor Tom Miller got an email about the cannons. Mayor Miller's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What did this email say exactly?
Periodically, the Department of Defense does an inventory of armaments that they have loaned to communities, and that in 1908, they had loaned to the city of Franklin 4 cannon. They wanted to know if we had the still had the cannon and were they on display. They also asked whether or not we had a suitable outfit of cannonballs, which may not be needed in the service.
You still have the cannons?
We still have the cannon. They're on display in the public square.
Can you describe the display for me?
In the center of the public square is a round area raised about 4 feet. In the center of this raised area is a 100-foot obelisk with a Confederate soldier on the top. Then on each corner of the raised area are 4 6-inch cannons mounted on a concrete base.
Mayor Miller, did you have any idea who owned your town's cannons?
We did not. We assumed that the city did. We were surprised to find out that they were on loan, that the city did not own them.
So do you have to return the cannon?
We do not. In fact, my email to them told them that if the department wanted to donate the cannon to the city of Franklin, we would be happy to receive them. But all they're doing at this point, apparently, is just updating their records.
Although they also mentioned they were looking for a suitable outfit of cannonballs. Are you still looking for the cannonballs, or have you given that up?
We've given that up. We told the department that, I'm sorry, we don't know what happened to the balls. And we have a number of historians in the city, and one of them is a collector of photographs. And we have yet to find a photograph of the square showing that the cannonballs were ever on display.
Are these cannon in any condition to be fired?
No, they're not.
What do people around town think about this whole episode?
I have had just a lot of fun with it. The city of Nashville is contemplating a light rail system, and when at a meeting I was at, when asked how the stations for this light rail system were coming, they said one of the stations has been delayed because they found a cannonball factory on the site of the proposed station, and immediately everybody in the room turned to me and said, "There's your cannonball."
It is amazing to think of the process here that 96 years ago, when there were no computers, when there was no Pentagon, somebody loaned out these cannons and made a record and put it in a drawer someplace, and all these years later, somebody decided it was time to update their records. You also have to wonder what else might be out there.
That's true. The local newspaper, in some research that they have done, they found that the department has actually loaned tanks to individuals. They were thinking they were loaning them to a municipality or to a veterans organization, only to find out that an individual had them and was driving around the community in a loaned tank. So there may be some good in coming out of this inquiry.
Well, Mayor Miller, it's good you were able to help at least partially straighten out the books.
That's right. Anytime we can help the federal government, that's what we're here for.
Tom Miller is the mayor of Franklin, Tennessee, which has been asked to account for the weaponry issued by the U.S. Army to that town in 1908. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.